right, let's see here. All right. Yeah. We're live.
Oh, right. check the levels going in. Make sure that we're hooked.
We'll have to stop it.
Okay. We'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Be back.
I'm just going to cancel. Oh, no. I don't want to do that. Delete. We're just going to get rid of that for now. And then we'll do a...
Yeah, do a sound check before we do this. Or okay. We'll...
All right. Testing. 1, 2. Testing. Hello. All right. Perfect. So...
Perfect.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. So we'll go back in to... where is it at? There we go. Right there.
Start the... I hate scratching through these things trying to find the cut.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, one can hear the scratches.
Okay, I'm going to get ready to go on here now. Let's do it.
Okay, I think we got that.
Yeah, I think we're good. Yeah, this is our take two, so we are...
Yeah, we may have popped in there for a few seconds just for a tease.
It happens.
How y'all are?
What's going on out there in Facebook world land?
Oh, I got a treat for you. Hang on here a second. It's queuing up.
I like it.
Come. Can you hear the scratches? I'm not even going to say what it is. I'm going to let you... Signature. Paul should be along here in a moment.
Yeah. Paul's just walking back there. Chewing gum and walking. Ah, that crackle. Popcorn on Mars. So... Go. Right there. Just it's the classic.
Yep.
So the one thing I want to do before we get into it here is I want to say one thing for the Kansas City market. All right?
Be careful now. We're not on delay.
No. This, every time I heard this song start, it reminded me of my very favorite jazz show ever to this day was Mr. Mike Pettengale on KCUR. It was a nighttime jazz show on KCUR, and I loved it. Every time I heard this was the intro. I knew that everything was going to be okay for the next 3 hours.
This reminds me of Mike Shannon on KMBZ.
Yeah.
Or should I say, whoa, hello?
Why was our video getting blocked? It was like Spaceballs. It was that scene where the jam came in. What happened there?
Oh, well, hopefully we're still on.
Darth Vader, where are you out there? Anyway.
Maybe they didn't want us to see ourselves.
That's right. We got...
Yeah, we're looking right at the screen. We can see what we're doing.
There's nothing political going on here. It's jazz. Why are we getting blocked? Anyway.
George Burns isn't around anymore as an actor, so we can't do a retake of number 4 of Oh God.
Oh God.
which is what this would be. Two guys looking at themselves talking into a tablet.
That's right. who knew? So the one thing we do want to say, and I want to give John Christopher plenty of time to talk about this, we had the chance to see Marilyn May, the exquisite, magical, unbelievably live Marilyn May, performing at 90, and you got to see a performer that you've always admired. So,
oh, yes, very much. I'd been listening to Marilyn May's music since we moved from Nebraska in 1965, and that was about when her career was taking off as the premier cabaret singer that Marilyn is. And my opportunity to finally meet the woman. She knew I was playing my records and sent me a few notes, and I talked to her manager, Helen Zarda, on a couple of occasions, and we talked about getting together. And to meet her in person was, now I can die. Honestly, no. That's was actually at my age, wonderful, and kind of at the autumn of my career here in the radio business. Yeah. Definitely my era. And I remember, and I brought it to her attention, and she just grinned ear to ear when she that I should even remember this, that I used to watch The Tonight Show by virtue of the fact my parents were. I probably would have been, well, in 1966 or something like that, I would have been, do I want to give this away?
Probably at this point, you're in your twilight.
Okay, at about 12 or 13 years old, I'm watching The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And she opens with Doc Severinsen playing in the background. Just a stunning version of the Jerome Kern song. The song is You. By the way, she opened her show with that.
Yeah.
Out at Johnson County Community College's Yardley Hall.
Yeah.
She just came on and just didn't miss a note, not a beat. No. But when she did that on Johnny Carson, first time, and Doc Severinsen slammed into those final notes, and she hit it with that vocal, wonderful vocal punch of hers.
Yeah.
Johnny jumped from his chair clapping and said, "That's the way it should be done."
Yeah.
Yep.
And she remembered it. Totally.
Thing you had to, yeah. She remembered the thing. Said, yeah, he would do that ever so often. I only saw it once that I remembered.
And you've always told me that story. And to be able to see you tell that to her, it was beautiful. The whole thing. And the beauty of her show was that she represents this old world magic of performance where when she would talk, the piano player would play. She was kicking in the air. She had the sequins that were sparkling and blinding people in the crowd.
Yeah.
She was all over the place. She was weaving together story.
You said you got at 90 years old, you said you got a picture of her, you know, doing some kicks up there.
She was doing a high kick. And I looked at that and I was like, I got it. And all I was doing was hitting go over and over and over, hoping that I would get it.
Yeah.
And it was actually a clear pick. So when we always process these. And I will put it in the video so you can see what it looks like. But yeah, it was good times. Beautiful show, for sure.
She didn't do this song, but Marilyn was the one to, I think, let us know that the Dave Brubeck tune that we've just heard had lyrics.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear it?
I think so.
All right. Hang on. Let me see if I can cue it up here. Ah, 'tis cued. Here we go. Here's the marvelous Marilyn May.
You come and take a little time out with me, just take five. Stop your busy day and take the time out to see I am alive. I've been going out of the way just so I can pass by today. Not a single word do we say, it's a pantomime and not a play. Still I know what eyes often meet. I can jingle down to my feet when your smile is all too discreet. Your smile is all too discreet, send me on my way. It'd be better not to be so polite. You could offer a light. Start a little conversation now, it's all right. Just take five.
So,
just take five.
I'm going to whisper in your ear.
Won't you come and take a little time out with me?
She had that whole scat thing going in the live show, too. I mean, she just has that. She has it down.
Yeah.
It's a pantomime, but not a place. Still, I know what I'm up to meet. I can jingle down to my feet. When your smile is all too discreet, send me on my way. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? You could offer a light. Start a little conversation now, it's all right. Just take five. Just take five. Yeah, it's all right. Just take five.
Look out now.
Start a little conversation now.
That band's sizzling.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, good night, everybody. No, that and that was the beauty, and that was the beauty of her, is that that whole show had that bravado, had that scatting. She managed to pepper all of those. I mean, and I love Marilyn, but I just, seeing somebody live, you get it. You just, and meeting her too, she's a firecracker at 90. There's no way, if you would have walked up to talk to this woman, that you would have had any idea. And she waited for until the last person was in line to talk to him. And she took her time. She thanked people that gave her CDs and cards, wanted to know their names, wanted to know about their lives. She is one of those people, one of those rare breed of people that you don't even think she's famous because she's just so cool. She's so down to earth.
Yeah.
So
and she had been working in New York at the clubs there. I forget where she had come
54.
From. 54 or something like that. But she said, it was her 90th birthday, so she came to Kansas City to celebrate. Of course, Kansas City is where she lives.
Yeah,
she's lives in Overland Park with her daughter.
Yeah, well, one of the beauties of her too that she said to us was that she didn't have to wait until later on after when the show's over, so to speak. People are recognizing her in New York when she's walking around. They know who Marilyn is. She's getting her due. They know who she is, which is beautiful. They should. You know, she's an icon. She was on Johnny Carson 76 times.
Right, which is a record for any singer that had been on The Tonight Show. Still is, from what I hear.
Yeah. She was the...
Johnny kept asking for her back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And for good reason, so...
Yep. Her and Doc... hearing Doc was just a chemistry.
And Doc is still around. Doc is playing with, there's a young guy, a drummer, Stockton Helbing, that I've interviewed a few times, and he plays with Doc. And Doc's, I think he's up in his late 80s, early 90s, too. And he's still blowing that horn.
Yeah.
You know, so it's...
still got the breath control.
That's right. It's never too late. But, so it was a wonderful show. I'm glad that we could... We catch it. It was good.
That I could get that before I moved on to that higher plane.
That's right.
Indeed. That's right. All right. We were in here doing Neon Jazz number 571, which will be coming up on the internet pretty soon.
Yes.
Where you can view it. Boy, you don't waste any time, do you? You just get them right out.
Just get right out there.
Yeah.
There's so many people. And that's a thing. It's like on this episode, Bobby Broom's on there, who was just a complete delight to talk to. There's just so much jazz, man. I'm trying to scratch the surface the best I can.
Yeah.
You know, so. All right. Just doing that thing. All right. Well. Head to the bone.
To the bone. All right.
All right, kids. Thank you for joining us. Good luck. And have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
And enjoy the music, my friends.
That's right. Adios. Finished. It won't finish.
Neon Jazz.